speaking of really good, we've got our first interview of 2012. Yay us.
Woo.
And even better, we got some Aussies in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Joining us are Drew and Vinny from Free State. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Wait until the end of the show. You probably won't think that. Now, guys, Free State, where's the name come from and why did you choose it to represent your band?
The name Free State came from a Depeche Mode album that we were listening to at the time as one of the songs. And that's basically how our music makes us feel. Puts us in a state of free.
Puts you in a free state.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice, so. Not too bad. So it hasn't got any sort of hippie connotations or anything weird like that?
No. No political, no...
No, yeah, that's what I love when you actually, you know, type it in Google. It just sort of, you know, comes up with all the free state in Africa.
South Africa,
and,
yeah.
All the political stuff.
So. Well, that's what had us concerned, because when we heard that we were going to have a chat to you lovely fellows, we looked it up, and we looked up Free State, and we went, oh, no, they're from Occupy, they're hippies. We got very concerned. You're covered in tattoos, you're huge, you make me look like a little girl, so you're all right with us.
Anyone makes you look like a little girl. That's sorry,
just,
that's but
not
that's
nice.
True. Anyway, for people who are unfamiliar with Free State, how would you define yourselves and your music?
Go on, do it, Drew. Do that famous quote you did.
I've got a
years
few
ago.
Quotes.
I know.
I think if Muse, Metallica, Incubus, and Deftones had a massive orgy, we'd be the baby.
that's just messy and sweaty.
No, that wasn't the one I was talking about. But
okay, what was
something
the
about being, you know. I don't know.
No, that's the live show. You can't say that. That's,
oh, okay. Yeah, fair
one.
Enough. Yeah, the live show is.
So, just to recap, you're some sort of orgy between many male rock stars. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So in this mass orgy of awesomeness and styles, who tops? Whose style most represents you guys?
Oh, God.
Well, just to keep it basic, we're heavy rock with great, strong harmonies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we'll be diplomatic.
The diplomatic answer.
Glad we avoided the audience for that answer. Now, moving on. Being awesome interviewers that we are, we always troll people's Facebooks to get, you know, the best information.
Mm-hmm.
And looking in your band info, we couldn't find a bass player. So where is he? Who is he? What's
he
going
doesn't
on?
Exist.
Oh.
He's a very
Chris,
special
Chris, if you can
man.
Hear us, you exist in our hearts, but we couldn't. No, his name's Chris Miller. He's a recent addition.
Oh, okay.
And he's slapping away for us. So he's a great, great guy and a gun bass player, so we are very slack with our internet.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is he actually aware that you haven't put him up on your Facebook yet?
Yes.
And he's okay
possibly
with it?
Well, he's in so many bands that he doesn't
yeah
really...
he actually is. He plays in about four bands, so you know we're just sort of, you know,
the other ones.
We're just the other ones for him, you know. So
I'd like to
listening,
think,
Chris.
Yeah. I'd like to think that Free State would probably be his favorite. You guys seem pretty awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
You guys recently released the album Unify mid last year. How does this record differ from your previous releases?
Just to clarify,
yeah,
we don't blame you for thinking that.
Yeah, we had some pre-sales. And that was it. We actually haven't officially released the album.
Oh. Yeah, found
believe
that out like
not
3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
It's a fucking good chance to tell you.
It's not your fault. You can't really sort of find that anywhere on the internet. But how does it differ? Basically, we recorded this album in one hit compared to the first album, which was segmented over a period of a year or whatever it was.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
And
we recorded it in America.
In America with an American producer.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, we were hiding in a cave because literally this place had no windows. It was black. Pitch black.
And why?
Black.
What were you up to? Was it a meth lab? Why didn't it have any windows?
Yeah. Almost.
almost.
Sorry, I wouldn't say meth, but almost.
I guess it's just, it was like a setup of like a warehouse type thing. It was a few warehouses all in a row, and he just set up his studio in there because he had moved from somewhere else. And
And our recording hours were from 5 in the afternoon till five
in the morning.
Oh, nice. So there would have been some very late drunken nights, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yes, quite a few. Quite a few.
We'll get to those stories in a minute. So if we've got the album here and we're going to listen to a song from it very shortly. But if you guys do have it, why are you being such mad holdouts? When's it going to come out?
We want to do this album justice and do it properly in terms of, you know, the whole lead up and the promotion and everything. So it's, rather than doing it scattered and sort of spill out,
when we actually get the fans begging for it.
No, okay.
I'm only kidding. Yeah, look, we just really, I think that's it in a nutshell. We just want to give it some justice and release it properly.
Is it going to be worth the wait? Are the fans going to be happy?
I think so.
Such confidence. I'm glad.
You know, like, oh.
It's all right, you know. Now, last year, Free State, you guys embarked on your first ever US tour. Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, go Facebook. Yeah. Now, what were some of the high points and low points of that tour?
There weren't really many low points, to be honest.
Good start.
Look, it wasn't anything glitz or glamorous or anything like that. We did it pretty tough. You know, you get in a van with four guys and we travelled, you know, 6,300 miles, which is like going from here to Port Douglas and back in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, we started in New Orleans and went straight through the guts of Midwest and up to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess our highlight to this day would probably be Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. That was insane.
Did you meet Oprah? What happened?
No, we didn't get a chance.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
We invited her to the show, but she wouldn't have a bar.
Oh, well.
It was an amazing show, but we also had the night off, which...
allowed us to...
Yeah. We actually had to use two musicians over there. Our rhythm section was from a band called Hurt over in America.
Yep.
Great band. And they made sure that we had a knife... a night off on the night after the Chicago gig.
Yep.
So, yeah, they took us out and, my God, we don't remember much after that.
That's how you know you've had a good night.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was pretty debaucherous. It was great.
He was great, though. Drew was great because we were all sleeping and you drove us to Wisconsin after that.
Oh, God, you hadn't been drinking as well, had you?
No, he did.
I did, but I had stopped at a particular time.
Cool. Just to clarify, we don't drink driving.
Responsible.
Responsible rock star.
Because I actually don't drink as much as I used to, so I think Drew was just doing
You're rock stars and your careers are about to take off. You have to start drinking more. What are you talking about?
You gotta find that balance, I reckon, just like everything in life.
Alcohol, hookers, cocaine.
It's all that
shit.
We are such
rock stars every night.
Is like, any of that true?
Ask us what we did last night.
What did you do last night?
I was at home reading a book.
What was I doing? I was
having dinner.
I had dinner, at Chin Chin's and...
Yeah,
then ended up at Penny Black for a little bit and...
Yeah, very.
Ended up at my friend's till about 5 in the morning, so...
True rock star.
Real rock star.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I said it again.
Fun and games.
Anyway, I keep saying, doesn't matter.
So what can we expect from Free State in the years to come?
More great music.
Intense.
We plan to take over the world. So
Fair enough.
Basically.
Good plan. I like that plan. Have you worked on any new material for an album that... Because you have made this album, it just hasn't come out.
That's right.
Is there any new material that you're working on?
We're always writing.
We're pretty much ready for a new album.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, so we just really want to hammer this one out. And we'll definitely get it done the next couple of months and then get on to the next one.
Now, talking about hammering it out, Free State will be headlining at the... Yeah, we do awesome segues here. You'll be headlining at the ESPY, at the Gershwin Room, next Friday, the 20th of January.
Correct.
What can people expect from a Free State gig?
Lots of love, lots of energy, good music, good crowd. Mm-hmm. We do attract a pretty good-looking crowd,
too. We do. They are quite... It's a good blend of female and male crowd.
Are you hiring escorts to make the crowd prettier? I mean, how is this happening? Or are you just so charming that they...
No, we're definitely not glam. We don't go down that pathway. But no, I just think... I don't know what it is. Maybe some people think we're charming.
We just have lots of really cool friends.
Yeah, really cool people around us.
That's what it's all about.
That's it.
Will you be playing material from the yet-to-be-released album?
Yes, absolutely. We will. Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, most of the... set will be the new stuff.
Alright, sounds good. Well, me and Kez are going to be there to make sure that you guys...
I was going to say you on the spot. You come.
If you guys don't come and support us,
we'll be there. We'll have a camera and we'll be the less attractive people up the back. But we'll absolutely be
there. That's not true. They're actually really good looking people.
Hot.
You've asked us to play Chase the Sun. What's this song like? What's it about?
Chase the Sun is about
I love it, man. I love when that...
It's about the sun.
We've been asked the same question so many times. And we're just like,
it's coming out of dark places.
That's it. It's just coming out of a bad place.
You know, finding the negative stuff and making it positive and just finding that sun and the warmth.
Drew and Vinny from Free State, guys, thanks for being on the show.
No worries. Thank you.
Good luck with your show next week.
Cheers.
Thanks. We'll see you there.
See you guys. Bye.